Hi, Mrs. Foster.
Hey.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm all right.
All right. This is Courtney. I'm calling on a recorded line, and I'm calling in regards to the NEC baby formula lawsuit. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and is this for you or a loved one?
Correct.
I'm sorry, say that again, sir.
For me.
For you?
It's for my child.
For your son?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your son was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when was your son's birthday?
Hold on 1 second. I'm at the McDonald's line. Is it another time y'all to call, or do y'all have to talk like right now? Because she told me the wait time was long or whatever.
Yeah, actually, I'd have to complete it right now. I have your form taken op or open right now. It did
You
take
have
it
to
takes
do it.
about
Okay.
10 minutes, if maybe at the max. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just sit here at McDonald's and do it. What did you need me to do again?
What's the date of birth?
Me and my child.
Your son.
06-2022 now.
06
2022.
20 2022. Wait, so is it June 20th, 2022?
Correct.
Okay. And what's your son's name?
Peyton Reed.
Can you spell that for me?
PeyTonReed.
So TeyTon and then Reed.
P as in pal, PeyTon space
Peyton.
Reed. Yes, ma'am.
Peyton Reed. Okay. And then so your child so you would like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you do not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and your child was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. And to the best of your knowledge, do you know when that diagnosis date was? Was it within the first week of being born or a week after?
It was around like July 6th of 2022.
Okay, July 6, 2022. And how do you say your first name?
D Marquette.
D Mark what?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your first name? Or what is your first name? What is your date of birth?
07-23-1995. I'm all right. Filet, yes, ma'am. All right, appreciate it.
Okay. All right. And then all right, so your child was diagnosed 7/6/2022 after being fed the formula in the hospital. What was the name of the hospital that your child was born at?
Mary Health River Reason.
Mary Health. And where is that located?
Mary Health River Reason is located in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Okay. All right. Just bear with me. Reed Hospital in Mississippi. All right, River Region. Let's see. Right, and that's at 2100 US Highway 61, Vicksburg.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. All right, and now was that the same hospital that they were diagnosed at and spent time in the NICU? They were never transferred to any other hospital, correct?
Correct.
Okay. right, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that. One second. And then, did you have any friends or family or loved ones that needed help filing a claim? Do you know anyone else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And you are the, who are you filing the claim on behalf of the child?
I'm the father.
Okay. And your child is still living, is still with us, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you do have signing authority. You are a US resident, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what the brand of formula that was being used in the hospital was?
Some of that.
Okay. And do you know what the gestational age at birth was? How many weeks they were when they were delivered?
32.
32 weeks? Okay. All right. Thank you for confirming that. And then diagnosed at the hospital, they didn't leave or come back, correct? And the date of the birth
No,
is
ma'am.
date of birth is 6/20/2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. DX date, and then this is date of birth. Okay, hold on one second. Funny, 2022. And then you did have the birth certificate and could provide it if needed, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And okay. And then Peyton is Peyton. Last name Reed, Reed, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you confirm your child's gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And then did you know the is there a suffix in the child's name, like junior or senior, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Can you confirm the last four of the child's social for me?
I have to get it. I don't have it on hand.
Okay, you can put me on hold. I'm just gonna need it before we get off the phone. Can I get your first name is D E M A R C Q U E T T E, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then last name Foster, Foster.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And then what is your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And no suffix in your name, correct?
Correct.
What is your and then your birth date is 7/23 1995, correct?
Correct.
And then can I get the can I get you to verify your social for me?
Last four.
The full social if you can.
Five oh nine 13 0 2 4 3.
Okay, so I have 509-13-0243.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have your primary phone number is 601-910-8195. And this is your cell phone,
Yes,
correct?
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What's the best time of day for them, the attorneys, to call you?
Like most of the time, early in the day or after 5, but any like most sometimes I'd be free after 12 if I'm not working or
Okay.
whatever, but
And then I have your email as
sometimes like
okay,
MARC.
MARCLFOSTER723@gmail, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then ERQUETT. Okay. Okay, and then what's your current mailing address?
5395 Rawhide Road.
And where is that located?
Vicksburg, Mississippi, 39183.
What's the city?
Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Vicksburg, okay.
39183.
And is that a house?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. I have 5395 Rawhide Road, Vicksburg, Warren County, Mississippi. 39183, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then you do have power of attorney. I do have those, and then I do have your first name on the birth certificate. What is the child's mother's name?
The child's mother's name.
Yes. Do you want me to leave that part blank?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter, I don't think.
I'll leave it blank. It's fine. At this time, is there anything that family history of abuse or loss of custody that the attorney should be aware of?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then during pregnancy, do you know if the mother suffered from any type of hypertensive disease, delayed cord clamping, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
The child was premature, correct?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Born in the state of Mississippi?
Yes, ma'am.
Diagnosed in the NICU. Do you know when the child was released from the hospital?
I think I want to say 2 weeks after, if I ain't mistaken. It might have been longer.
Well, it probably was longer than that because the diagnosis date was until 7/6/2022. So maybe 2 weeks after the diagnosis date. Is that what you're going off of?
Oh,
not the
yes,
birthday.
Ma'am.
The diagnosis date?
No, not the birthday.
Okay, the diagnosis date. Okay, so 7/6. Let me look really quick. I'll pull up the calendar.
See, if I remember correct, the baby was hospital. They were in the hospital for at least a month. Afterwards, a month and some days.
Yeah, so let me see. Hold on. 7/7/6. Hospital date. Yeah, so, yeah, you'd be right. About, like, a month and a week.
Yeah,
because
man.
It's 20. So, like, the 27th or, like, between the 27th and the 30th, would that be sometime when they got released, you think?
Yes, ma'am.
To the best of your knowledge, which date would you choose?
I choose, you say, which date? You say the 27th or 30th?
Yeah, well, 2 weeks after that diagnosis date would have been, like, the 27th. And that's a month after the birth date.
Yeah. Yeah, I go with the, I know that they were hospitalized, like I say, a month and a day afterwards.
So this is just to the best of your knowledge. If you need to change anything with the attorneys when you speak to them, you can go ahead and do so. So 7/27/2022. So, NICU dates between 6/20/2022 to 7/27/2022. And the child's name is Peyton Reed. How much did your child weigh when they were born?
4 pounds.
4 pounds even?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then did you know if the child was getting any type of breast milk or were they only getting formula and fortifier in the hospital?
No breastfeed.
Okay. No breast milk, only formula and fortifier in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And child was fed fortified formula in the hospital. Approximately, do you know when they stopped using the formula? Was that after the diagnosis date?
You said when they stopped using the formula?
Yeah. Due to the neck, was that after the formula? They stopped using that formula?
I just know they gave the formula in the 15 days and then stopped.
They gave it to him for 15 days and then stopped?
In the 15 days and stopped.
Okay. So, yeah, so 7-6, right when the diagnosis date happened, that was exactly what you're just saying. Perfect. Okay. So, 7-6-2022. So, 14 days. Or 15. Approximate 15 days. Was fed the formula in the hospital. And then what were some of the symptoms that you noticed right away from the formula? Like green vomit, apnea, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, blood in the stool, tender belly.
I know that they had bloody stool and green vomit.
Okay. What about a tender belly?
Ma'am.
Continue.
What did you say?
I said, did they have like a tender belly or breathing issues or anything like that?
I know that the body temperature was like not stable sometimes.
Okay. All right. All right. Were you able to pull up the last four of Peyton's social for me?
Okay, I'm headed to the house. Like I said, I was driving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take your time. Let me know once you're able to get it.
Okay.
We're almost done here, where I'm getting to the end of it really quick. Okay, so did Peyton have to undergo any type of surgery or treatment due to the neck diagnosis? Like antibiotics, blood transfusion, any type of laparotomy surgery, anything like that, intestinal surgeries? Hello?
Yeah, that phone sure is bad right there. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, now what were you asking me?
I said, did Peyton have to undergo any type of like procedures due to the neck diagnosis, like any type of laparotomy surgery or?
Because of the laparotomy surgery, her stomach had a cut on it or whatever.
Uh huh.
And now sometimes, like, she has digestive disorders.
Okay, so she has
heartburn, things,
okay.
Sometimes stomach pain.
Okay. So she did have the laparotomy surgery. Do you know when she had, or when they had the laparotomy surgery? Was it the day, like after the diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am. They received it. I know they received, yeah, it was after that, ma'am.
Yeah, and you did have medical records to show proof of diagnosis, right? Or you could provide medical records if needed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
If needed, though, they could pull it from straight from the hospital if needed, because I'd be moving around a lot, so I have time finding them, but I find them if needed. But if not, they can pull them straight from
yeah,
the hospital.
And which that's usually what they'll do. Okay, Mr. Foster, really quick. Peyton Reed, 4 pounds. Let me see. Yeah, and you could provide him if not it. And then she had the laparotomy surgery, and that was on 7/6/2022. Do you know the doctor? The doctor that was her doctor, I should say. That was
Dr. Lisa Fairchild.
Dr. Lisa Fairchild.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on 1 second. All right. Perfect. Thank you for getting that. All right. Oops. And then, were you able to get the social for me?
Yeah, I'm almost home now.
Oh, okay. And then intestinal related surgeries, yes, yes. And then the laparotomy was 7/6/2022. Are you aware of any of the bell staging issues or bell staging?
Ma'am.
Or no. Are you aware of the bell stage? Or no?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure of that.
Okay. How is Peyton doing today? Do they struggle with any type of like learning issues or other issues now as they're getting older? I mean, I know they're only 2 years old, but
no, not that I know of. Not the best of my knowledge.
Okay. Okay. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay. So we do request emergency contact just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just to make sure that we can ensure the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we only reach out to the emergency contact if you become unresponsive and we're unable to get a hold of you for longer than a period of time. You can put someone that lives with you or doesn't live with you. It's completely up to you. Was there somebody that you wanted to put?
And what was it saying, an emergency contact?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay,
you
I just
said emergency contact is for what?
It's just I can leave it blank if you want me to go ahead. I doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'll just put. Sometimes I just put your information and then it says it.
Thank you, please.
I'm sorry, what was that? Sir? All right, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you able to get the social, or do you need another minute?
I'm gonna pull up to the house now and walk in.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay.
One second, please.
Yeah, you're fine. I'm just putting in some medical notes for your pain. Okay. And then let me know when you're ready. Yeah, what I'll go ahead and do is send you my direct phone number. So you'll have my direct line as well. And then, yeah, just let me know once you're able to get me that
okay
info, and then I can go ahead. We're almost pretty much wrapped up. I just need that. And that's it. Foster.
Okay. 1 second. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, the last four of the social was 1599.
Okay, 1599. Thank you for getting that for me. Okay, so just to summarize really quick, you are the parent filing on behalf of your child, Peyton Reed, who was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on 7/6/2022. After being fed the formula and fortifier in the hospital at Merritt Health River Regional in Vicksburg, Mississippi, the brand of formula that was being used was Similac brand. The gestational age at birth was 32 weeks. Your child's date of birth is 6/20/2022. And, first name Peyton, P-E-Y-T-O-N, last name Reed, R-E-E-D, last four of the social, 1599. Your first name is D-E-M-A-R-C-Q-U-E-T-T-E, last name Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R. Your date of birth is 7/23/1995. I have your social as 50913-0243. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have the NICU dates as 6/20/2022 to 7/27/2022. Peyton weighed 4 pounds, 0 ounces at birth, and approximately 15 days on the formula. Did have a laparotomy surgery on 7/6/2022. Diagnosing doctor and surgeon was Lisa Fairchild at Merritt Health River Region in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And okay, does that all sound about correct? Do you have any other?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what's going to happen now is I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message with a DocuSign agreement for you to go ahead to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Have you ever used a DocuSign before?
A DocuSign?
Yeah, have you ever done DocuSign before?
I'm not sure.
Okay. It's all right. I'll walk you
like
through.
What type of people use it?
It's just like an agreement. It'll show you. I mean, they use it for all different types of reasons. But basically,
okay,
what's your
name again?
My name is Courtney. What I'm going to go ahead and do.
Okay,
Hold on really quick.
Send me a text message just now.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's my direct phone number to my desk, the 949 phone number. Go ahead and keep that phone number. I just sent you another text message. It'll say Courtney at Master Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement. You're going to want to review and sign that document. So if you need to put me on speakerphone, I can walk you through it. It's pretty simple.
Okay. All right. I'm going to click on. Okay, you're on speakerphone now.
Okay,
and I'm
so what you're gonna
want
to, so you're gonna want to go ahead and click open the DocuSign. You're gonna press agree, start. You're gonna want to adopt and sign a signature. You're gonna have to use your finger to adopt and sign the signature. You're gonna tap all the yellow boxes or lines where it has you to adopt your signature. Once you get to the bottom, and you're gonna see a finish button. Finish button. Once you press the finish button, go ahead and let me know, okay?
It says this envelope was also sent by email to my email. Recognize this email. Continue to review.
Press continue to review.
Okay. Then it says please review and act on these documents. So you want me to sign right here?
Yep.
Okay.
You might have to use your finger and then you adopt and sign the signature.
Ain't really okay. Let me click.
Yeah, it's okay if it's
fine, but it won't let me sign. So, do I click continue first?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Now, what does it say?
It says D more Quest Foster. Okay, it has a lot of pages pulled up.
Yeah, so every time you see that little yellow box, just tap it and it's gonna adopt and sign your signature for you. And then when you get to the bottom of all the pages, press the finish button. And if you missed one, it'll scroll you back up to whichever you missed.
Okay. Okay, this one on me, I guess, write my name again, my initial. But I did adopt a sign, but it stopped at that one.
Yeah, you might have to, when you do adopt and sign, you press accept.
Oh, okay. Okay, looks like I'm signed everywhere.
Okay, did you press finish?
Yes, ma'am. I'm pressing it now. You're done signing. You may download or print using the icons above.
Yeah. So I always recommend, press download or it'll send you a copy. So it'll send a copy to your email. And then thank you for go ahead and doing that. Mr. Foster, excuse me. You know, before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this role. Basically, this is your case, and we can only help you out if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. The attorneys will be calling you within 48 hours. I did send you my direct contact information. I will also send you the attorney's information as well. And let me go ahead and give you their information. But basically, you know, you know, this is your case and we can only help you if you are responsive. So when they do call you, you want to make sure that you return their phone call within a timely manner. Also, did you have any questions regarding anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Again, you can contact me at this 949 phone number that I text you from as well, if you do have any questions, okay?
Okay.
And then the 731-664-4555, that is the phone number that will be contacting you in the next 48 hours, okay?
Which number will be contacting me?
The 731-664-4555.
Okay, I see it now. Okay.
All right, sir.
All right.
All right, did you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right, it was a pleasure speaking to you today, Mr. Foster. I wish you and your child nothing but the best of luck, and I hope this works out for you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful day. Bye.